Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And Minister of Motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is LaShawn McQuarrie, your mind-body wellness specialist, and I also have with me, of course, this morning, the wonderful, the fabulous, and the just awesomely dynamic Dr. Walter Sims. How are you this morning, sir?
I am doing so. I am just doing fine. All is well. This is one of my favorite holidays in the entire year. It's just great to be here with my fabulous, dynamic, super califragilisticexpialidocious host, LaShawn McQuarrie.
Well, thank you, and happy Father's Day to you
and to all the fathers
out there. Happy Father's Day.
Amen.
You know, it's interesting because I know a lot of people look at this as the day that just doesn't get as much attention as some other holidays, but I am one that is here to tell you that if you are a wonderful father, that
Amen.
I celebrate you regardless of what anybody else says or thinks or does, that I do celebrate you on this day. And we need more of
Amen.
You. So make sure that you are rearing your children. For all of you fabulous fathers, that you are instilling that in your children to just be fabulous
yeah.
fathers as they grow up, because the world definitely needs it. So we just want to make sure that we say that to all of the
Amen.
Fathers out there. And, well, we're going to talk about following the vision. Follow
That's good.
The vision.
That's good.
Dr. Sims, I want you to start off with this one this morning. And, you know, when we sat down and, you know, we talked and everything about
right.
picking out the show title,
mm-hmm.
you know, follow the vision. When you hear that, what does that mean to you? What does it say to you? What does it spark in your heart?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and when you and I talked about it, it just really magnified what I heard and said this is a perfect time to talk about it. And so many times, one of the things I've been running into lately, a lot of people have been pausing and questioning whether or not they have the right vision in mind. And what I want to encourage everybody today is just because you haven't reaped the harvest that you have foreseen in your vision doesn't mean it's time to give up the vision. I heard one of the best analogies of the night in regards to this, because so many times we do want to give up because we feel like we're on the wrong path. We feel like we're not doing the right thing. But one young man said something so powerful. He said, do not give up on your vision or your dream just because it's getting hard. He said, don't change the vision. Don't give up on the vision. You just may have to change your strategy. And the best example he
right.
gave, Sean, he said, if your house is burning down and the back door is blocked and there's something or somebody in there of value or somebody you love in the house, you know your vision, your goal is to get into that house. Now, are you just going to back up because you can't get in the back door and say, well, you know, I can't get in the back door, So I'm just going to let the house break down. He said, heck no, you're going to find a way into that house. You're going to break a window. You're going to bust the front door open. You're going to try
That's
to climb
right.
to the next. So you're going to get in that house. And, man, when he said that, that hit me like a ton of bricks. He said, you don't give up on the vision. Don't give up on the burning house. You just got to change the strategy. So my first encouragement today is, guys, you may have to just change your strategy. You might not can
wow.
do it that way. You may have to do it another way, but don't give up on the mission. You still have the same mission. You just may have to change up your strategy. And there are some things now coming down the pike that's going to make it a lot easier for you to accomplish some things. You know, use social media. Use your contacts. Don't say what you cannot do. Just do what you can do. And the biggest adversary to all of us is that, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Well, if you got a friend, you got what they got. Well, if you don't, they may not be your friend. That's a whole nother show. But anyway, I digress.
Well, you know, and thank you for saying that. And I love it because it's very similar to a quote that I read a couple of weeks ago. And, oh, it was Leonardo, somebody who said it, but they were basically saying that, you know, you never give up on the vision. You just sometimes have to change your action steps or your strategy, which
That's
is pretty
exactly
much
right.
exactly what,
That's
what that
exactly
gentleman
right.
was saying. And, you know, and I love it. And I'm so glad that you opened up with that, Dr. Sams, because a lot of times people, like you said, they either pause or they stop or they retreat. They give up altogether simply because they don't know what the next step is, or they get
That's
angry
right.
and they get frustrated. And a lot of times what I've noticed, especially in my own life, is that where the frustration comes in is, like you said, when you don't feel as if you have reaped, when you don't feel as if you have received, and then it causes you to question, you know, whether or not you're doing the right thing. Am I on the right path? You know, that I just make all this up, you know, and
that's right.
That discouragement comes in, it becomes very difficult. But one thing Margarita, who is my wonderful spiritual leader, has been saying to me, she said, LaShawn, always go with what's familiar. Meaning whatever
right.
resonates with my spirit, where is my strength and my comfort. And she said, you know, always look for that feeling and continue to allow that to guide you and to take you to, you know, the next place, the next step, and to always remember that you are evolving. See, we have this destination mentality, kind of like a vacation. You
that's
can plan
right.
out the steps, and then, bam, you get there, that's vacation, okay, we're happy. But unfortunately, when it comes to purpose and, you know, and doing what you were created to do, what we were all created to do, it becomes a little bit more challenging because it's not
right.
as easy as I'm going to do this on this date and that on that date, and not that there's anything wrong with setting dates, but a lot of times things don't happen on those dates. A lot of times our dates are so far off, I'm talking to myself, from the date that we set, you know, because a lot of times we get this idea in our head that, ooh, I want to do A, and we expect A to happen within a couple months, when in reality, maybe we need a couple year plan. You know, it may even take several years for certain things to come to pass. And, you know, whether I know there are a lot of debates about how people feel about the individual that I'm about to mention, but I have read some of his books and I love what he says. And the person that I'm talking about is Donald Trump. Now, love him, like him, hate him, and every other feeling in between. The bottom line is he is constantly saying in his books, I have learned to be a patient person. When I say I want something, I'm going to get it. And he said, and people have this impression that just because I have money that I don't have obstacles. He said, sometimes I believe that because of who I am, I have even more obstacles. So when he right. wants to build a golf course, when he wants to do ABCD, he said that there's always some people that are coming. No, you know, we don't want you to build your golf course. No, we don't want this. And so he said he has to fight that first. But he said in the process, He's still dreaming. He's still building. He's still planning. He's still putting all the ducks in order. He's not waiting to get the approval. He's acting as if he already has it, because he said once he has it in his mind that he's going to do something, he said he's just going to do it. Period. Mm-hmm. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And he said, and that's why he's so successful, because he doesn't let time stop him. And I want you to think about that. Have you allowed time to stop you? Has it been too much time since you started? Has it been too much time since you've gotten a check doing what it is that you love to do? Has it just been too much time that has gone by without you getting the clients that you need, or whatever it is that you need to build up your business or your dream? Is that what's holding you down? You know, has that been weighing on you so heavily that you're kind of now deciding, well, maybe I shouldn't follow my dream. Maybe I should go do something else, go sit down, go be ordinary, when you know deep down inside that that's not what you want.
That is good. That is good. And so many times, Sean, you know, we compare. Another thing we need not do, and this just dropped in my heart, on my heart, don't compare your vision with somebody else's.
Yep.
You know, we get so discouraged because, you know, I look at you and say, well, look at what Sean doing. Based on what your spiritual advisor said, what resonates with you? So what resonates with you may be totally different, and it usually is. It doesn't resonate with me. So if I see you going down Familiar Boulevard, I'm not going to follow you, because that's not going to take me where I'm going. I need to go on Martin Luther King Boulevard, because that's going to lead me to where I'm going. And so many times we compare ourselves to other people and think that their results are going to be my results, and that may not be the case. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to always continue to check and adjust based on what is, you know, in store for us. And we have to stay encouraged and stay the course and stay in our lane and keep our eyes on the prize. And another thing, real quickly, we got to enjoy the journey. I said this the other night. We get so focused, like you said, we get so focused on the destination that we're not enjoying the journey. You see, this is the analogy I used the other night. Remember in my favorite book, the story of the 10 lepers, Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priest. And as they were going, one of them recognized they were healed. He turned around and said thank you. The bomb that was dropped on me is that they were healed in the going. They didn't have to wait till they got to the church house to receive their healing. The moment they turned around to do what was due, they received their blessing. And so many times we are so focused on getting there that we forget to receive the blessings along the way. We're blessed this morning. You're blessed this morning being able to share on this radio program. I'm blessed by listening to you. Somebody's being blessed right now. You are blessed along your journey. The very moment you say yes to what your vision is, that's the moment you're successful. God, one of my quotes says, man measures success by results, but God measures success by being obedient. So my challenge to the audience this morning, are you being obedient?
Wonderful. Wonderful. And if anybody wants to respond to that question, call in. The number is 646-478-0615. Again, it's 646-478-0615. And, you know, right along with what you just said, you know, Dr. Sands, about enjoying the vision, one of the things, and, ooh, man, we just airing all my laundry out this morning. I didn't know this was going to happen. But one of the things that I've also noticed as you're going through the journey is that, you know, a lot of times when you lose your joy, when you just don't have it there, it's because your focus is on the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Because that was something else, you know, that I was advised to do. She said, LaShawn, focus on your creativity. focus on what you can do. And when we do that, it's amazing how just focusing on our own creativity and what we love to do, how that will, oh my gosh, that can take you for hours. That can take days depending on what you're doing. And when you are in that space, you are in a complete space of pure joy and love because you're not criticizing anything. You're not comparing yourself to others, which Dr. Sands just mentioned. You know, you don't do that, you know. And in addition to that, you know, the other portion of comparing ourselves to others is not looking at their journey and thinking that you should be where they are, but appreciating where you are, knowing that one day you will be where they are, you know. And so just use them as an inspiration, as they did it and I can do it too, and that's it. Not a look where they at and look where I'm at. You know, none of the sadness, none of the bleakness, because it is easy to do that. You know, it's very easy to look at someone else's journey and say, wow, well, look at them. But no, you know, we each have our own journeys and our own lessons to learn along the way. So, you know, we just have to appreciate it. We have to appreciate and celebrate other people and where they are. Don't hate on them.
That's,
you know,
exactly
the story
right.
that Dr. Sands was just
exactly
telling
right.
about the one leper who got his healing first. Well, the other nine, you know, you can't turn around and look at him and be like, oh, you got healed and I didn't. Okay. you know, and get mad. And you know what? But
right.
that happens a lot. That happens a lot to people. And so we have to learn again to celebrate them and their success and be thankful and blessed because we see that it is working. You know, and they got what they wanted, and eventually I'm going to get what I want. You agree with that, Dr. Sims?
Yeah, and another thing, remember, I mean, I've just had nuggets all week. Just remember, small progress is still huge progress because a lot of people aren't progressing at all. You know what I'm saying? You get so bogged down, like we're talking about this morning. People get so bogged down with, you know, results. I don't see it yet. Okay, that being said then, if you're not manifesting what you think you should be manifesting along this journey, you know, that you're supposed to be on, check your results, because your results are the byproduct of what you have sown. So if you're not reaping the right thing, you got to fall back and check what are you sowing. And so you can't lament. You can't get mad at an orange if you planted oranges but you wanted apples. You can't get mad at the harvest when you should have planted the right thing. And so it's a vicious circle. If you are upset that you're not getting what you want, you're not planting the right thing, and so you're going to keep getting the wrong thing if you don't change your attitude real quick, because your attitude is helping you produce the wrong thing. So you need an attitudinal adjustment, and that's why you need to come see me or LaShawn McCreary, but that's a whole nother show.
That most certainly is. And again, we still have a few minutes left. If you want to call in and with a question or a comment about today's show, the number is 646-478-0615. Again, it's 646-478-0615. And, you know, yes, attitude has a lot to do with it. You know, being grateful. My sister and I started a few months ago sharing a daily gratitude list with at least five things that we're grateful for. And I think that you know, all of us can do that, whether you're sharing it with somebody else or you're just doing it on your own. What are you grateful for? And if you stop and right now you're like, I don't have anything to be grateful for, you're ungrateful. And you're going to keep not having anything to be grateful for because grateful for what you have now. So if you're listening to this show, then be grateful that you can hear. Be grateful that you woke up this morning. You know, if you're a father, even if, you know, your relationship with your children are estranged right now, be grateful that you were able to produce children, because there are a lot of men that can't. You know, when we look around, we always have more. We always have so much more. There's always more to be grateful for than there is to be angry and upset about. The problem is we allow ourselves to focus on what we don't have, on what's in our minds, on what's missing. But I guarantee you, if you begin to just focus, if you just begin to focus on what you do have and truly be thankful, it changes things. You know, it really does. It changes things, you know, and I have to share this. Yesterday, I spent some time with a little girl that I absolutely love and adore, the daughter of a friend of mine, and it was interesting, and I love playing with this child because I see her imagination. She looks around, and when she wants to play, the world becomes her playground. So when she wants to do something, you know, she'll pick up things, and she'll make up things in her head. And it's funny because I've seen her just grab anything, and she says, okay, this is my magic wand, and she'll grab something else, whatever she can get, this is yours. Okay, that doesn't look like a wand, so this will be yours. So she'll just make something up. And she just keeps going, and she keeps going, and she keeps going, and then we create the rest of it. And I think that as adults, if we can just bring back that part of ourselves, that part of our imagination that says, what do I have in my hands? She doesn't cry and say, Daddy, we need to go to the store and buy a wand. No, she don't make up a wand. Daddy, we need to go to the store and make it. No, she gets in there and she creates with what she has. She creates with what she has. And so for all of you, I challenge you in this last 10 minutes of the show for you to really open up your mind and begin to think about that. What do I have right now? What's That's in good. My hand? That's What's good. In my home? What do That's my good friends or family have that I can utilize? What's there? Because when we talk about following the vision, we are equipped with everything that we need. And check this out. If there is something that you need that you don't have, if you just keep your focus and you keep working with what you do have, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you are really ready, that person is going to appear in your life. And here's another thing that I found. Don't look at it from a perspective, again, because people will say, well, I need somebody to help me with A, B, C, D, but I don't have money. I don't have a budget to pay anybody, so no one is going to help me. If that's what you believe, then that's what you're going to receive. However, I know people that have shot films. And when you need a film, you need a whole bunch of people. As a matter of fact, Mickey Blunt was a guest earlier this year on our show. Was it this year or last year? I don't even remember now. Time is going by so fast. But she even shared with us that she got a whole crew from actors to people cooking to people shooting and editing. She got them all to work for her for free, because people buy into you and they buy into your vision. So the help is out there, people. If you need it, you just have to put it out there that I'm going to get this project done. And when people see that, you'll be amazed at who's going to come and jump on your train. But I can tell you, and I can tell you this from experience, okay, here comes another pair of dirty laundry of my own, that if you are in the pity party mode, no one shows up because no one wants to go to that party. They want to go and have fun and enjoy life and get things done. But if you are down and out and in the sad and misery part, no one is going to join you. And if they do, it's just going to be extra weight. You're never going to get out of there. That whole thing about misery loves company, that is also true. So if you have somebody joining you on a misery party, you may want to consider canceling. You don't want any extra, you know, baggage holding you down.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And you know, and it's interesting, Dr. Sims, because, you know, I do wanna mention this. When you think about it and when we talk about following your dream, I do wanna let you know when you're on the right path. And actually I'm gonna start this off with you, Dr. Sims. How does one know when they're on the right path?
The very first thing I'm going to share with you very quickly, we got a few minutes left. You know you're on the right path when you keep, quote unquote, bumping into the right people. You are supposed to be helped. You're supposed to be assisted by certain people. Certain people are waiting on you to speak a word or speak encouragement to them. There are situations that are just going to appear that is going to be instrumental in furthering what you're doing. Just trust me, take my word for it. When you're on the right path, you bump into the right people. Now, I'm going to let you know how old I am by telling you this, but do you remember the Wizard of Oz? Then the black version is the
you're
wheel.
You're older than the Wizard of Oz.
well, that's a whole nother show. But remember, Dorothy bumped into the right people that told her to follow the yellow brick road. Now, that was a fictional, that was a play story, but the principle is the same. When you're supposed to be on the yellow brick road, you're going to bump into the right people. So let that be an indication that you're on the right path. You're going to keep bumping into the right people.
I love it. So that's an indication. And my indication that I use is what keeps calling you to it.
There you go. There
when
you go. That's
look
right.
around, and even when you're dreaming, when you're thinking, and I'm not talking about the watered down dreams, because a lot of times I'll ask people what it is that they're looking for, what is it that they want, and they give me something that's very, very small, and I look at them because I could even kind of see the frustration in their faces. They're mentioning it, and I'm like, no, go big, because if you can completely plan out your dream and you can organize it and you can get it on your own, you're not big enough. You're
That's
not
right.
playing anywhere
right.
near big enough, because whatever it is that God created you to do, it's one of those things that's so big that you stop and you look at it and you first may even think, I can't do that. Or how would I be able to do that? You want me to do that?
Yeah.
And so it always looks so much bigger than what you can accomplish. So that's number one. And then it's also, like I said before, it's that thing that just keeps drawing you to it, where if
that's
I
right.
don't do this, there's just a part of me that feels incomplete. And you do know that you're on the path, because as you're working on it, there is a sense of fulfillment that comes over you, that it is just this absolutely fabulous feeling. And for anyone who has, if you've never felt that way before, I honestly, from my heart to yours, I hope that you get there, because there is nothing like that feeling that, yes, this is it. This is for me. This is right. Even if things aren't working out the way that you expect them to at the moment, you still know that it's right, because you know how you feel when you get into that zone and you know what it looks like. And so, you know, of course, both of us, we just encourage you this morning to just keep following the vision, follow your mission, follow the plan, and you just keep working it out, you know, and the more that you focus on it, the more time that you spend doing it and thinking about it, like he said, those people are going to pop up. Now, they're not going to show up at your door.
Well, if they do, you let me know.
So I can put in a call to God and say, well, how come nobody ever showed up at my door? but he's right. But you will begin to bump into the right people and to come across the right people, or people will just begin to say, you know, oh, I know somebody that works at that place, or I know somebody that, you know, that goes here or does this or does that. And it may not be that particular person, but you know you're getting closer when all of a sudden you keep hearing about it. So that's, you know, my tip for all of you this morning, to just really focus and pay attention, of course, to what you're paying attention to. And, of course, always follow your vision. And, Dr. Spence,
right.
for you, what last nugget would you leave in this last minute and 30 seconds of the show? What last nugget do you have for them?
Oh, I'm gonna borrow a word from one of my mentors, and I met this gentleman, Les Brown. I met him several years ago And he is just awesome. And one thing he always would say, you got to stay hungry. You got to be tenacious. You have to have a relentless spirit, and you have to go get it. You know, like you just said, those people that you need to bump into, they're not just going to roll up on your doorstep, knock on the door and say, here I is, let's go. No, you got to be on your path. You got to be on the yellow brick road to bump into the people you got to bump into. You know what I'm saying? And so stay hungry. Stay hungry. You know, you got to have a winning attitude. You got to have a spirit of gratitude. But stay hungry. Always want to get better. Always want to strive. Giving up is not an option. So you got to stay hungry and always, always learn from every situation you go through. And I know that may be more than one negative, but just stay hungry and always want to be better today than you were yesterday.
Oh, wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. And within the last 30 seconds, I'm just going to give to all of you my favorite quote by Vincent Lombardi, where he says that winners never quit and quitters never win.
Never
so do. With that, I encourage each and every one of you to follow your vision, whatever it is, no matter how big it is, follow your vision, never give up. And again, to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day from us to you. Until next time, make sure you're having an intentional life. Bye-bye, everyone.